You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Sharon.
Naughty, naughty. Is Bob Jovi playing tonight?
He is. Bob Jovi, I believe, is out at Serve.
On a Wednesday night?
I know it.
Hump day.
Hump day.
Hey, Mike. Guess what day it is? Hump day.
I was actually rocking out to some JBJ on the way into the station today.
Well, I just gave you a little.
Very nice. Very nice. Always a good day for some JBJ.
Bob Jovi is playing at Serve?
Yes, I believe so. They asked me, do you want to come out? And I was, I'm not saying no yet. I thought we were going to, but we've got a lot going on right now, as you know, Scott. And I love going to see Bob play. You know how much I love going to see Bob play.
Wait, so we can smash some pickleball and listen to Bob Jovi at the same time?
I don't know if we'll have time.
Well, that's why we're doing it at the same time.
I mean, you crank up one of those songs, and I don't know that I can guarantee your safety on the court.
Would you raise your hands to maybe playing pickleball and listening to Bob Jovi at the same time?
I will. I think I will. Huh.
Speaking of pickleball, we never talked about how your season ended up.
I don't want to talk about that. Do you know what I do want to talk about?
Well, I do.
How did that go? We know that your season ended early.
We did not make it to the finals. And
who's we?
I and my teammates did not make it to the finals.
Huh. Did anybody make it to the final?
Johnny is the club champion.
Huh. Interesting.
His team was victorious, and that is all I'm going to say about that. Got a certificate and everything.
Oh, you got a certificate?
No, I did not.
Oh, they did.
Certificates are for the winners only.
On the fridge.
Huh. What does it say?
Winner.
Hmm. Not Dana.
It says winner, Scott.
Huh.
You want to tell me about your workout this morning?
Really, Sam?
Yeah.
You're welcome. I don't even think Dana knows the details.
No, I don't.
So I've been going to the same gal, Lynn, for 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2006. When she told me, get in my class. And I said, no, I'm okay here on the Stairmaster. And she said, get in my class. And I went in there and I took her class and proceeded to the car after class, and as I was getting ready to drive off and go home, I opened the driver's side door and threw up in the parking lot.
Got it.
Lynn's classes are not easy.
Right.
They're hard.
When you say throw up, you mean you full
I belched. On I mean, I literally
projectile
vomited into the parking lot of a
and to
gym.
Be clear, you had not just run the 26.2.
No, nope. I just took a Lynn class.
Got it.
They're that hard.
She should put that on a t-shirt. Come to my class, projectile vomit.
So today, Wednesday, I never work out on Wednesday because it's yoga day at 8:30. Well, the yoga instructor couldn't make it. You know, something came up, whatever. Lynn calls me yesterday and says, hey, I'm teaching tomorrow at 8:30. Be in class. I'm like, yes, ma'am. So I show up. So she's not certified to teach yoga, so it's not a yoga class.
Okay.
But she tried to incorporate certain yoga maneuvers into it. So I heard things like downward dog, bird dog, child's pose.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great one.
There was another one where I had to put my leg underneath this leg.
Yes.
And the outside of my glutes were stretching.
Okay, but wait, what was it that
pigeon,
made, what was
you.
It that made mm-hmm. you sick? The stretching and the yoga poses, which are great for people our age.
I didn't get sick today.
Okay, but what was it that you didn't like? Was it more the cardio or more the...
Well, when I first took her class 19 years ago, it was endless. It was an hour-long class back then. Now it's 45 minutes. We're getting older. And it's been 19 years. But when I took her class 2 decades ago, it was nonstop cardio, and I was not fit enough...
Got it.
...to do enough to do all that cardio. So I get out to the car, and I just puked. Today, she incorporated enough yoga position. I was sweating like a you-know-what in church.
Mm-hmm. Yoga is very calming, but it's not easy.
It is not.
Scott Parks dipping his toe in the yoga pool. And by pool, I mean of his own sweat.
Fantastic.
I was sweating. Oh, my word.
You know what you need now?
A massage.
Yoga pants.
No. What I need is a break. I am so sore right now. Like,
Oh, yeah.
What are these called? Traps?
Because you use, lats. When you do something like that, for anyone, I don't care, wherever you are listening, doesn't matter your gender, your age, when you start using muscles that you are not used to using, like this happened once when I went snow skiing, and I was in really good shape the first time I ever went snow skiing. I was like 22 years old. I thought
butt.
The next day I was going to die. Mm-hmm. It felt like I had been struck by a semi.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're using muscles, and the same thing with yoga, that you are not used to using.
It should be your obliques that hurt because of yoga, not your lats. You're doing something wrong if it's your lats.
Well, no, like all this entire part from from the neck.
What do you call this part?
From my neck to my hips.
Well, that
you need to be in traction.
That would be your ab.
My ab.
Your ab.
My ab hurts.
He doesn't have a six pack. He has one in a brown paper bag.
Yes. And I'm heaving it.
We call that the keg.
Yeah. The Menendez brothers.
Oh, love that text from you and Sam this morning. What is going on?
Did not have that on my.
So are they out yet?
Nope. But I did see some legal experts on CNN today say they will be out before the end of the year.
Because basically with the resentencing, what they're saying is, you know, if you were sentenced today, or really the laws the way they should have been back then, they would have long been out even if they had served the full sentence.
So the judge last night said, I am resentencing you to 50 years to life in prison.
Right.
Okay. In the state of California, if you commit a murder,
yep,
which they've been convicted of, before the age of 26,
yep,
you are eligible for parole after 35 years. They have been in jail and or prison for 35 years, they are eligible for parole this year. They have a parole hearing on June 13th.
Those boys were 18 and 21 at the time of the murders, younger than both of my sons. Scott, think about it.
No,
they were
true.
18 and 21 and were survivors of the most horrifying sex abuse in that home one can imagine. Let them out. They never should have been in prison that long.
And it looks like they will be out of prison before the end of the year.
Good. That's the one thing about this case where you can say justice has finally been served.
Do you think that they will get any grace with the parole board, or do you think that the parole board will have a sour taste in its mouth because of, obviously, they have to rule, you know, based
do
on
they?
The law and not based on their own personal opinion, or do they get to rule based on their personal
Sam,
opinion?
Sam, I think it's probably a mixture of both.
Because with the media coverage, they could have a bad taste in their mouth and think to themselves, well, why would we let these guys out now?
But they were younger than 26 when they killed their parents, which means 35 years and you're eligible for parole. Are they rehabilitated? That's the big question. One study came back, or one review came back, and said that they were a moderate risk. However,
for what?
I don't know. However, if I'm their defense lawyer, I'll point out that they created a charity program in prison that raised $250,000 to help elderly prison and inmates, and also people who were struggling with their mental health. Now, you would make the argument, well, one of them was doing drugs in prison at one point. You know?
Their entire adult lives were taken from them because of the choice they made when they were very young, because of the abuse that they suffered at the hands of their father with the knowledge of their mother.
You're not saying that they didn't deserve some punishment.
I think they should have gone away. One of them probably in the juvenile system, one of them in the adult system.
They were both adults.
Less than 5 years.
Mm. Does the DA get the opportunity to speak at a parole hearing?
Scott, they never would have been convicted had the second jury been allowed to hear the testimony about the horrifying abuse at the hands of their father. Never would have happened. The mitigating circumstances would have been enough to say maybe 10 years, 5 years suspended sentence.
I'm going to disagree with you on that. I think they would have been convicted not of first-degree murder. I think they would have either gotten second-degree murder or voluntary manslaughter.
10 years, that's it. It ain't 30.
I say 15 to 20, and you're free after 20, no doubt.
We can agree with that. Can we all also agree that the only story anyone cares about today is the big black bear. Where is it?
It has been spotted again.
Can we get an update when we get back?
It has not been captured. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. So we'll get to Smokey the Bear here in just a minute. But the schedule has come out for all of the FIFA World Cup games next summer in Canada, the United States, and Mexico. Kansas City is obviously one of the cities on the list. So we now know when Kansas City will host World Cup games here in town. We do not know the teams yet. The slate has not been set.
And we have six total games.
Correct. One round of 32 and one quarterfinal. So, and then we have four first round games. So here is the schedule, and we don't know the teams yet. Canada's in automatically because they're a host. USA and Mexico in automatically because they're a host. But other than that, we don't know. We can speculate. Germany, England, Spain, Italy, Argentina, Brazil, usual cast of characters. First game will be on Tuesday, June 16th. Okay. Cheapest seat you can find for that is in section 311, which is way up in the nosebleeds, in the end zone. Check that. There's one ticket if you just want to sit by yourself in section 331 for $1,256.
What one?
If you want to sit by yourself.
And that does not include fees or parking.
That is correct. There is one seat in 311 if you want to sit by yourself for $1,566.
Got it.
If you want to sit in section 119 right on the 50-yard line. Mm-hmm. And by the way,
that'll be Taylor's seat.
By the way, she'll have a suite. This is in section 119. And this is before we know the teams. So if England or Germany or the USA get in there, all bets are off on what the price is going to be. For a generic TBD and TBD, it's $5,914 a seat.
Woo!
We get a round of 32 game on Friday, July 3rd at Arrowhead Stadium. I didn't give the other three first rounders. So Tuesday, June 16th. Saturday, June 20th, Thursday, June 25th, and Saturday, June 27th.
Mm-hmm.
The round of 32 is Friday, July 3rd, and the quarterfinals, that's going to be the big one, Saturday, July 11th. Would you care to guess what the quarterfinal tickets are going to cost? I have them right in front of me.
It's going to be thousands of dollars, but keep in mind, everybody, we are not just competing for those seats for those of us who enjoy our very fine city. This is a global event. We are competing literally with sports fans from all over the world who live, eat, breathe every single day football.
Well, and the soccer fans from around the world do not care about spending their life savings to go see their team in the World Cup.
So the girls really wanted me to take them to a World Cup game. I'm going to break it to them tomorrow night when Sarah comes over for her birthday dinner that we are not going to the World Cup.
Okay.
I am not going to exhaust $5,000 for three tickets in the nosebleeds.
I agree. And here's what I will tell you. If you want instead to go Saturday night with me to Ameristar to see Air Supply, those tickets are like $50. You can totally go.
Happy birthday, Sarah. Here's what you're not getting next year.
You can't be surprised by this, Scott. These seats were never going to be inexpensive.
I thought the upper tier would be in the 500 to 600 range.
No.
I mean, if you get Ecuador and Latvia,
This is what Kathy Nelson told me. Think about the Super Bowl, okay? And how badly everyone wants to go to the Super Bowl and how expensive the seats are to be way up in the nosebleeds of the Super Bowl, okay? She said, this is the equivalent of having a Super Bowl in town every single day for weeks.
I know.
It's going to be a wild couple
of months. And instead of just two teams and some spillover fans that happen to be in Las Vegas for the weekend, it is global.
I know. I just thought, I want to see a real World Cup game in my lifetime. I don't care if it's Liechtenstein playing Luxembourg. I couldn't care less.
Hey, sure.
Hope is a good thing to have even when it gets crushed.
Correct.
That doesn't make any sense.
Now, we have gone past my rule that we never talk about soccer or golf for more than 9 minutes. Where is the black bear?
Well, wait, how much are the quarterfinal tickets?
Too much.
50-yard line, they're $10,000 a piece.
Super Bowl prices. Mm-hmm. You should not be surprised. Where's the bear?
Sam, where's the bear?
Well,
you know, that is the number one read story mm-hmm. on every news website, and now it's sort of gone international,
do you
dare
want
I say.
The short answer or the long answer?
Start with the short, and then we'll get into it a little bit, because now there's people saying they think there's two bears. I do not, but go ahead.
The short answer is, I don't know.
Okay.
And nobody else does.
Okay.
It was last seen just after midnight in the wee hours of this morning.
Okay.
Near East 114th Terrace.
What city is that in?
That would be in Kansas City, in the Hickman Mills neighborhood.
So he's on the move.
They also reported another sighting, if I remember correctly, somewhere near Stillwell, which was why they think there might be two bears, because this would be a very quick-moving and very scatter-moving bear if it is popping back and
forth. Maybe it took an Uber, Sam. We don't know.
I don't know.
We don't know. Maybe it jogged.
Taco Bell added some rocket power.
Part of the problem, and I want to tell you right now, if you are listening and you saw the bear or you live in Hickman Mills, we sort of want to hear, you know, some people are going in their houses. I would be in my car. I would be roaming around calling out its name.
Like, look, what's its name?
Well, I don't know, but you're supposed to introduce yourself to make them know that they are safe and you're not a threat.
But if you're going to call out its name, it must have a name and you must know it.
I'm going to ask our listeners to submit their ideas.
Teddy.
For Kansas. No, not Teddy.
Teddy's too simple.
I feel like it might, like, you know, tear someone's face off. Listen to this from Channel 5. A black bear remains on the loose after it was spotted roaming around going through people's yards. Eber Pearson spotted the bear in his front yard, took a picture, and called authorities. Mm-hmm. We were getting ready to go out and walk the dogs, and all of a sudden, we had a companion come up. At first, he thought it was a large black dog. Then he looked again. Wow, look at that dog. Big dog. No, bear. No, bear. We weren't really expecting that, he said. And then it goes on. From there, where it went, police are finally like, yeah, we kind of think this is a bear. But listen to this, Scott. Because on Sunday, there was a bear sighting in Stillwell, then Grandview, then further out in Stillwell, it's possible it's the same bear, but they are not discounting the possibility that there could be two. Animal control does not know if the bear has cubs, but the Missouri Department of Conservation says it is unlikely because the bear crossed the interstate. Apparently, the mom will cross the interstate looking for friendship or food, but the mom would not cross the interstate if she had
Cubs.
They would stay in the wooded area near whatever river they followed up here from the south.
Too loud, too dangerous, whatever. If you see it in your yard, call 911 and go inside. Do not leave your dumpsters open if possible. Do not leave food or trash outside. Watch your pets and do not leave them alone outside. Phones are already ringing. Well, I want someone to call and tell me, have you seen this thing?
I have the perfect name for the bear.
Okay, lay it on me.
Adam.
Why Adam?
Grizzly.
I have a better submission, and then we will take your calls and your texts on how to name the bear. I think it is the KC1 bear because the bear has crossed state line. The bear started out in Stillwell, loves him some Kansas.
That's lame. No.
Then went over to Grandview.
Weak.
What about Adam,
the bi-state bear?
I like Adam for Grizzly Adams.
I think we can do better.
How has no one else pointed out that this bear started out at the grass pad where it got high on grass?
Yes.
And then was found at the Taco Bell.
That is a... Did you see yesterday the grass pad on Facebook changed their profile picture?
I did.
So his name is Munchie?
I like it.
Go to Facebook, look up the grass pad. It is a bear wearing the grass pad hat with the grass pad logo.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Park. So the black bear was spotted again overnight, early this morning. Sam, what was the location again? Did you say 114th Street or something?
Yeah, in the Hickman Mills neighborhood.
Okay. I'm dying to hear from somebody who's actually seen the bear in question. Whose name, by the way, we're working on. Sterling in Platt City. Sterling, hello.
Hey, I have three name suggestions, actually. And starting with Smokey, Yogi, or Boo Boo.
Boo-boo's not bad. Boo-boo's not bad.
And, huh. What do you call a bear that doesn't have any teeth?
Gummy.
A gummy bear.
A gummy bear. There you go. Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
From the text line, the hams bear.
From the land of sky blue waters. Ooh. Waters.
Grass Paddington.
Grass Paddington. Oh, we might have a winner there.
Mm-hmm. I like that one. By the way, I'm writing all these down.
Biting
Grass Paddington.
McClawface.
Biting McClawface.
But he hasn't bit anybody yet. Bitey McClawface.
Okay.
Vincent Van Growl. Some of these people had to go to ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm.
Vincent Van Growl.
Snoop.
Snoop Bear. Okay. Got it.
All right.
Truman.
Yeah.
Why Truman?
Because of Missouri.
But he was also spotted in Stillwell.
Keeping the grass pad theme, Grizz Khalifa.
Okay.
Yes,
that's,
please.
That's pretty good. All right, Grizz Khalifa. All right, if you want to name the bear, or if you've seen the bear, more importantly, 913-586-7798, 586-7798. What do they do when they finally find it?
They...
Please tell me they don't kill
it. No. They trap it, and they relocate it.
Back to south of
44. 100%.
Yeah, or 40. 44?
I believe it's 44.
Okay.
If they kill this bear, I'm going to be very upset.
I don't think they have any reason to kill the bear. It hasn't done anything to...
I don't care
if that would be necessary.
Well, I do care. Let me rephrase this sentence. If this bear ends up having to harm somebody, they still better not kill it. You're going to kill a bear for doing bear things? Mm-mm.
I mean, if it starts getting into food, which you would think at this point it probably has, that's a concern.
Well, it's got to eat.
They say a fed bear is a dead bear.
What do you mean by that?
Because once it finds a food supply, it will not go back
home. It will not go away.
Oh, okay.
That's why they're saying, please, please, please make sure your trash is locked down. Like anything that we can do to help nudge him or her out of the city.
All right. So far we've got Smokey, Yogi, Boo Boo, Grass Paddington, Bitey McClawface.
I kind of like Grass Paddington.
I do too.
That's my favorite.
I do too. I think that's a winner.
Vincent Van Growl, Snoop, and Grizz Khalifa.
That was pretty good.
That's number two on my list.
I think Grass Paddington is the early favorite.
Okay.
All right. Did you guys hear about the lost cat? I've reached out to Overland Park to see if we can get someone on about this. Channel 9 had this story. A Kansas City cat will make a cross-country journey to reunite with its family after being separated for 4 years.
Oh my.
After 4 long years on her own, a lost cat named Karina is on her way back home. Leawood, Kansas homeowner Maggie Doors spotted what she thought was a stray cat close to her front porch. I left some food out for her. We never saw her, but the food was gone. After some coaxing with treats, the cat warmed up, and they called Overland Park Animal Control. My daughter was falling in love with her, so she was like, before we take her in, someone probably loves her. We need to, like, microchip scan her.
Yeah.
So they scan the microchip, and they discover Karina does, in fact, belong to someone, lived in Prairie Village, but her owner, Christian Van Alstyne, now lives, wait for it, in Alaska.
And they reunited the cat with the owner?
Quoting here
That's
from
impossible.
Mr. Van Alst.
I was thinking the same thing. You've got to be kidding me right now.
Get out. Quoting here from Mr. Alstyne. I cannot wait to see her. My heart is fluttering a little bit. I'm excited. The woman who found her will miss having her around, but she's glad Karina will be with her owner once again. We're happy. It's bittersweet. Somehow, after 4 years, she's in great health. She's a little skittish.
You know what she'll find in Alaska?
What?
A lot of meowtons.
I do believe she will find her perfect home.
She will.
I would want the family to classify how they've lost the cat.
Okay, where has she been for 4 years? Because honestly, I don't think someone was feeding her and taking her in like a pet because she's skittish.
Right.
That says to me she's survived somehow on her own.
Just been finding food that was left out.
For 4 years. Cats are amazing.
You'd be surprised how many people just put random bowls of cat food on their back porch.
That's true. For feral cats?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to feed feral cats or bears. I am certain of that.
No, never mind.
Do not.
It's just implausible that this.
Okay.
Recycling them?
Come yeah, I had on. To. I had to go back to number one.
Nope.
By the way, the mountains line that was fed to me from Sam in my ear. Mm-hmm. He goes, "You know what you find in Alaska? A lot of mountains."
Mountains. Okay.
We are done. I am just thrilled that she's going back to her owner. Now, how do you get a cat on its own to Alaska? That Alaska Air? I'm being serious. I don't know. Do you put a cat on an...
Probably in a...
Do you put a cat on
a... Would you be furious?
Do you put a cat on an airplane alone? Because no one is going to spend the money to hop a flight to Alaska.
Well, maybe the owners would fly back and pick up the cat and take it on a crate.
They do have those pet transfer systems where I think you guys have friends that... do it where they go and pick
Alaska.
Up a dog.
Didn't you take a cat like
Carrie Emmert does it all the time, but not to Alaska.
I thought you were on
it's like a sandbagging effort where someone here drives it to Omaha, then someone from Omaha would drive it to Wyoming, but it's apparently, you know, eventually you get to Washington State and there's water. What I'm saying is like you could get it.
That's not accurate, Dana. We drove to Alaska in 1977.
You cannot
Texas.
Drive to Alaska.
Excuse me?
It's an island. Isn't it?
Oh
my.
Scott, I have been to Alaska.
No, I will not. Dana, I lived in Alaska for 3 years.
We had to go to Canada. Follow me here.
Yes.
And then we flew from Canada to Alaska.
May have done that. But Alaska is A, not an island, and B, in 1977, in the summer of 77, my parents and I drove from Fort Hood, Texas to Fort Richardson, a.k.a. Anchorage,
Is there
Alaska.
A long bridge? On the map, it's in the lower left-hand corner, and it looks like it's surrounded by water. I'm sorry.
We need to add another not water indicator on there.
I'm going to show you something.
Oh, my
God! I swear to God, I thought it was surrounded by water. We went there. Planes were landing on the water. A lot of water. A lot of fjords.
No.
There are a lot of fjords.
There are fjords.
On the ocean side
then
of Alaska.
What is it connected to?
Canada. Dana.
Mm-hmm.
This is the continental United States.
Uh-huh.
This is Alaska.
Oh.
Do you see that you go through British Columbia?
Well, yeah, if you go up and around, but as the crow flies, you're going to be in the water.
Oh, God. Dan, in your studio now.
No.
Oh. My brain hurts.
Let me take it off satellite and just go straight to map.
It has been years since I have been there.
Me too. We left in 1980.
And in fact, part of the trip, 7/10 of it, was a cruise because we were in the water the entire time.
That's why they called it an Alaskan cruise.
Where do you think the Pan American Highway goes?
I don't even know what that is, Sam.
That's the highway that takes you from the upper northwest through Vancouver, British Columbia, and into the lower.
We didn't see that part.
Yeah, you did.
We saw Ketchikan and like Skagway, maybe.
So you accessed the major land feature known as Alaska from the ocean.
Yeah, the whole thing was a cruise.
Dana, right. That's how you
7 days of my life I'm never going
to
get back. I'm going
to
be honest.
Back to the map for a second.
Mm-hmm.
It was 1973.
If it's an island,
could we just focus on the cat?
I rode in my father's coastline you've ever seen.
Then why is it blue?
Volkswagen bus.
That is the eastern coast of
Alaska.
Is the straightest coastline I have ever seen.
The ocean was very precise.
We were on a boat the entire time. And I'm here to tell you, don't do 7 days, do four. You've seen one fjord, you've seen them all.
You took a cruise to Alaska rather than taking a drive to Alaska.
Well,
because you can do that as well.
We drove in my parents' Scooby-Doo camper. That's what we drove up to.
Yeah, we drove
the orange,
it was Alcan,
the orange one.
All the way up there to Fort Greeley up by Fairbanks.
The point is, I don't think anyone is going to get in a car and drive 4,363 miles to return a cat to that great state.
Well, no, they would have to fly.
Okay.
Or take a boat to the very straight eastern coast of Alaska. Well, it, of course it looks like an island on the map.
I cannot believe we're still talking about this.
Because it's so far north and west.
Then Scott has the nerve to say to me during the break, he holds up this McDonald's cup that I brought in the other day. He goes, is this water? And I said, no, you're not allowed to me to talk about water. Maybe it's land in that cup. I don't know. And yes, it was water in that cup.
And I wiped the Gatorade Zero off of my right
I have reached out to the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department.
Please get me Craig right on the phone.
To see if they are actively out looking for the bear. Okay. And I have reached out to the Overland Park Police Department to see if they can connect us with the person in Alaska that is missing their cat for 4 years. That is the subject at hand. You digress.
You know what we used to see in Alaska a lot?
What?
Bears.
Yeah.
You know what you're not allowed to shoot in Alaska?
Bears.
Bears. And if you do, you better have a really, really good reason.
Maybe Grass Paddington would like to go to Alaska. We could send him with the cat, but and most, they could both live happily ever after.
Most of the bears in that land-connected Alaska that I lived in were grizzly or brown. There weren't a lot of black bears up there.
Good chat.
Do we have Craig?
Good chat. Why do we have to bring my father into this?
Craig, good afternoon, sir.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, is this Mom?
Hi.
What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Big Juicy.
We're good. We're trying to figure out this phone.
Clearly.
You guys are with phones like I am with maps.
Is Craig around?
Yeah,
hold on.
I'm
hi,
here.
Craig. Craig, I want to play you a clip. From the show from about 5, 6, 7 minutes ago, we were talking about the, you know, we have this black bear that's on the loose in Kansas City. Nobody seems to know where it is. And somehow we got into a conversation about Alaska and grizzlies and brown bears and all that stuff.
My mom lived in Alaska.
I did too for 3 years. Big Juicy, how long did you live in Alaska?
Oh, about 3 years in Elmendorf.
Oh, up in Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm. Anchorage.
Oh, I lived in Anchorage at Fort Richardson.
You did?
Yeah, sure did. 77 to 80. Yep.
So, aww.
Yeah. So I'm gonna play you guys a little clip from about 7 minutes ago here on the show. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, Sam, whenever you're ready.
You from cannot Texas. Drive to Alaska.
Excuse me?
It's an island.
Oh.
Isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Wait. No, hang on, Big Juicy. We can't have the play-by-play commentary. I want you just to listen in silence as we play this one more time.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
You cannot drive to Alaska.
Excuse me?
It's an island. Isn't it?
Oh.
Oh, my. Now you can comment.
Oh, my God. I'm embarrassed for her because she surely has remembered my stories about driving on the Alcan on a gravel road for thousands of miles.
Mother, I don't remember that story. Do you know what I remember? I remember I took a cruise to Alaska and you took a tandem cruise to Alaska parallel to my cruise ship and we never saw each other. But we were on the water the entire time.
But honey, it's not an island.
Most sides it is.
I'm speechless. Oh my God, you're an educated woman.
I know. On most sides, it is an island. Would you at least agree with that?
No.
No.
Okay.
You don't remember my story about driving on the Alcan from Anchorage to all the way to Canada, and then we drove from Canada all the way to Charleston, South Carolina.
Mama, I believe Alcan is the Alaska-Canada highway, if I'm not mistaken, because Big Juicy, I too rode that highway in 1977.
Was it gravel then, or was it paved?
I believe it was paved at that point.
Yeah, ours was gravel the whole way. Yeah. But I can't believe Dana doesn't remember that story.
I do not, Mother, but it's always good to talk to you about the 17 different places you lived in as an Air Force brat as you moved around the country before my birth.
Well, we want to know what they did with the bear.
Once again, Dana never fails to surprise as much as she never listens to anything we tell her.
You cannot drive to Alaska.
Excuse me?
It's an island.
Oh my.
I love you.
We love you guys.
Yeah. Get your GPS on when you head home.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right. Are you guys on the island in Alabama?
They hung up. They're done.
They're done.
Yeah, they are done.
Dan's got the news coming up in
He's
2 minutes.
He's going straight to the bar.
What have I done? Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.